Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We are back, baby. We are back, yeah. And better than ever. The 2025 NFL draft has wrapped up, and the Lions got a nice group of gentlemen coming over to Detroit here. Some real gritty players. We're going to get into all of it, but before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew is here. We got the whole crew here ready to give out their grades and reactions to everything from this very interesting 2025 NFL draft for the Detroit Lions. First, I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello, everybody.
Red Dog.
Yo.
And UJ.
Hi.
And our producer kid Jay is off to the side. This is a very interesting draft class. Let's just get down. Let's just say who it is, and then we can
get
go
down
to
it.
So round one, pick number 28 was the D tackle out of Ohio State, Tyleek Williams.
Everyone saw that one coming.
Yeah.
It was our obvious, really.
That one.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I saw him on a single mock draft. We can get into that later. Round two, pick 57 was the Georgia guard, Tate Rutledge.
Tate.
Rutledge, which a lot of people actually had the Lions, him going to Lions. Not on this pod, but. Round three, pick 70, Arkansas, wide receiver, Isaac Tesla, the Lions trade.
Tesla.
Two third-rounders to move up 30 mm-hmm. spots to get him.
Mm.
Technically three, but they got some back. It was more like they gave up two third-rounders, ultimately. Then in round five, they traded up 11 spots to get offensive lineman from LSU, Miles Frazier. Then in round six, the first Egyptian ever to play in the NFL, ever drafted in the NFL. He hasn't played in the NFL yet. Boise State edge, Ahmed Hassanin.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he makes a roster, we'll get the pronunciation correct.
The next guy, he'll get the pronunciation down.
Yeah, round seven, pick 230, Georgia safety Dan Jackson, a.k.a. Dirty Dan, is what he went by with from his teammates.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah. That sounds like a Dan Campbell guy just on the nickname alone. Yeah.
Yep.
And then another Georgia player. So three Georgia players drafted by the Lions in this one. At pick 244, Georgia wide receiver Dominic Lovett. And
we love
this draft, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do.
All right.
We love it.
So let's go round one, pick 28, defensive tackle Tyleek Williams. Let's start with you, UJ. What's your grade on the pick, and what do you think of this player?
Okay, I was waiting there with bated breath during the draft. I predicted the Lions would trade up, but they didn't. They set tight at 28, and then it came. And then the announcement was made, Tyleek Williams! Like, who? Like, what? I was looking for an edge or something, you know, or a guard. You know. So, anyway, caught me off guard a little bit. Not going to lie to you. But since then, I've obviously studied this pick a little bit and watched a lot of film on this guy. And this guy is a stud, dude. He is fantastic. So he's going to be a great bonus to this defensive line, man. I am telling you. So after seeing his film and just imagining him on that line with the rest of the guys, I think he's going to be great. I love the pick.
All right. Did you give a grade?
Well, I give the grade an A. I do a straight A.
All right.
I think we needed edge more, but if you're going on that principle – But I think they really, really fell in love with this guy and his game, and he's a stud in there, man. He's going to be just a beast. So definitely an A.
Bob.
All right. Yeah, I like this guy a lot. I did not have him. I had another offensive lineman. I had an offensive lineman, rather, in that spot. But he fits what we need. And with Aleem hurt for the beginning of the season, I think he can fit in there at the beginning and eventually – maybe take over for DJ Reader when he retires, you know. So I think it'll be great. I think, despite the fact he's a Buckeye, you know, I can't hold that against him. But but he sounds like a good guy. And Holmes said he fits like a glove.
A glove?
So, I don't know if it's a catcher's glove or like a receiver's glove or like a winter glove, but some kind of glove.
He's got a glove.
But he fits like that glove you find in the drawer and can't fit.
Yeah, like OJ when he's putting on the glove at the trial. But I'll give him an A+ because nice. Let Brad cook. I'm all about it.
All right, A+ from Bob, A from UJ. Red Dog.
Yeah, you know, we had a maxim. As me and UJ were talking during the draft, we kept being like, oh, watching O-line, mid-D-line, we go, like, can't hate that pick. It's a feed the trenches. And what did we do, baby? We fed the trenches. And this is a appetizing meal, I'll say, a feast, you might say. Tyleek Williams is a monster of a man. I was watching his film, and he's like a dancing bear. Like, he fits that, like, he's so powerful. He gets these O linemen off their spot, and then, like, just he's around them with, like, this real smooth quickness. I mean, he's so big, so he's not, you know, a small target, so he's got to work on more of his rush moves and stuff. But I just think it's not an edge, but I think this might have been better than the other edges available at the time. The dude's nasty. Everyone says space eater. Yeah, he can eat space, but he also is a disruptor. I think he's more like a wrecking ball. This dude looks like a monster. And I could see him ask him to lose like 10, 15 pounds and like Aleem did and get a little more svelte, but more powerful and stronger in the league, and I could just see him being a terror for O-lines to handle for years to come.
Yeah, 6'2", 330 pounds, pretty big wingspan, 78 inches.
I thought it was 6'3".
He's like 6'2.5", 6'2.7". So
at least he was 6'3" on the Lions site.
Well, they rounded up, I think, because the one I
always
see
round up
combine is 6'2", 0.7. So I should
that's
round up.
Closer to on that.
Then what spikes on 6'5".
Roundup rule is 0.5. If it's over the middle, then you round up. Yes, if it's under the middle, you round down.
So your grade, Red Dog, was a C?
Oh, A++. I love it. The only thing I had a feeling that was pretty accurate was I wouldn't know who they picked, and I had no idea who that man was until they said his name. So
now we love him. Now
I know.
Love
I do. Him. I do. I love what I see from him. And if you know Dan and Brad picked him, they're saying like he's the kind of guy that is gonna thrive in this environment. So I love it.
And I think afterwards, how the draft went, I think the Lions actually. So a lot of people had like a second round grade on him, but at the same time, I think he would have gone early in the second round if the Lions didn't grade.
Well, he said Buffalo was gonna take him probably
30.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I did hear that one.
I think they got him in a good spot.
Ezerike, he went 12th in the second round, so maybe just not as high a grade on him from a lot of teams. But I don't.
What's your grade, Z?
I don't.
Yeah, what do you got, Z?
I don't hate the pick because you need, especially after last year, you need defensive line. We need depth at all. I mean, especially the defensive line after last year.
Yep.
And this guy. I think his ceiling is a better DJ Reader. That's how I kind of see it. I think it's great because he's a run stuffer first, and I think the Lions are going to have arguably the nastiest front seven run-wise in the NFL. So at the very least, we're stopping the run when fully healthy, because in the last year of the playoff game against Washington, part of the problem is that we cannot stop the run to save our life.
Right.
See, have you watched him on film yet? Have you had a chance to get into his highlights?
Briefly.
Because this whole idea of him being a run stuffer first, I think is a little overplayed. It's like the generic tagline he's gotten. I watched that. You look at this guy move, and he developed some moves with his power and athletic ability. I think he's going to. And listen to what Brad said. He called him closer to a three technique now coming out than Aleem was when he was. He said Aleem was more of that nose type, and he sees this guy being more closer to a three technique. I think, and he was asked not to really go after the passer the same way we're going to ask him to at Ohio State. It was more like a run stopping thing. I think that label is going to be proven erroneous.
Hey, and Rod Doug, I know you like hyperbolic adjectives for these guys when you're
do I?
Yeah, like, and his coach, his line coach, said he reminded him of Aaron Donald. So there you go.
He's next to Aaron Donald. It's better.
Well, that'd be great. I don't think it's quite so.
It's a good one, Bob.
Fit him for a jacket right now.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
But I do not hate it, especially with the injury for Emily McNeil. They must not be directing him to come back right away. There's probably going to be a gradualness.
I think that news came out already.
So that's a little extra insurance there as well.
Yep.
But again, you can't go wrong. I mean, we got nasty D tackles up front.
It's going to be a tight room, man, that Ray Lopez might not even make
it. Yeah. Seriously.
I think he'll make it.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the amount of bodies we have
Roderick
in there.
Roderick
Martin
might not make it, though.
I mean,
yeah,
both statements are true. So, okay. Go ahead. What's your grade?
I'm going to give it. I'll give it A minus.
I knew it. I knew it. Big Z.
Why the minus?
Because he doesn't drink enough Kool-Aid.
Why the hate?
Because he needs to drink more Kool-Aid.
You would have rather they reached on a guy they didn't like as much?
I mean, I'm just telling you, I think I liked. So that's all I can do.
That's what. Let me give one thing on grades. I know you like doing grades, Z, but I'm not as big on the grade thing. But I thought it's funny that Mel Kiper, he puts the Lions down, and part of his reasoning is because they passed on edge twice when he had guys rated higher. His board sucked.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, his board sucked. It's the only reason he grades down because he didn't pick the guy he wanted.
Well, Kiper's living off his name for years.
Yeah, he's losing credibility this year, especially with that Sanders.
Oh, man, yeah. He had a really bad draft, like video.
He was freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad for Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper is the exact kind of guy that like Brad Holmes hates, though, because he lives in terminal like mock draftville where it's all nonsense that basically they make up and then decide things are wrong based on their own like bad opinions.
Mel Kiper was the first to do it,
yeah,
and thus he has name recognition, but he's by far like one of the worst
exactly
ones
what it is
out there.
He's lost it over the years.
Yep.
I don't know. Did he ever have it?
Oh, yeah, he did.
The best one is probably like Peter Schrager, who puts it out the day before because he's like gathering intel from all the teams, and he probably had the most accurate one I saw of anybody.
He got some wrong.
He knew Shador Sanders was going to fall most likely.
Well, insiders and stuff are going to have an advantage. I mean,
right. That's why you got to pay attention to those ones.
Yeah. Amen.
But yeah, there's always like a little nugget like, why are they telling him some of this thing so people can drop and fall? But
true.
Anyways, but like I think teams like pay him to like get intel, or at least maybe if not him, other people out there that definitely occurred.
What did he want us to take some edge?
I think he did have the Lions. No, he had them going William Harrison, the cornerback, who went two picks later, so he's close.
Hey, do you think the Lions practice their celebrations in the draft room? Like every draft pick they do. Yeah. They pat each other back and hug each other, like, whoa, whoa. And then, you know, and they go, oh my God, like, I can't believe this guy fell to us. Like, I can't believe it. Like, every pick, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, it's in their actions, too, the way they trade up for these players lately.
I think he just likes doing that. You know, it just makes it more fun because it's so boring to, like, sit and wait for your pick and all that. And Holmes just, like, gets bored easy. So, like, let's trade up. Let's just move up a few. Let's just
yeah, it's the opposite of the Browns' reaction when they drafted Shador Sanders when it looked like they were, like, someone was holding a gun to their head when they drafted him.
I know, right?
Times in the corner off screen with the gun.
Nobody in the room looked excited. They were just clapping, like, emotionless.
But yeah. I think that just speaks as much to the way the Lions operate and what they invest into these guys. Like they're falling in love with these guys. They're truly investing like into like what they see in them. And as a result, when they pick them, they get the guy they like so much, they are excited. I don't know. It does seem funny though because it's like, how could you how could you be that, like, oh, he was the guy, like, you're at 28.
Like, I love the phone calls. You're like, hey, Tyreek, Dan Campbell, ready to be a Lion, brother? Yeah, yeah. Man, we're waiting for you, baby. You're going to be a big part of this team. Be part of this whole thing. Yeah, we want you to take ownership, man. We love you. Hey, here's Sheila.
That was good.
You know, they do those all the time, but they always get me every time.
I know. I do too.
Johnson and Bears one. It was really awkward and weird.
I do think the best thing about the draft is watching these guys get called and the emotions, and it's really awesome. You know, these guys have worked their asses off to get where they got, and it's just really neat to see the emotion in some of these guys, and I do enjoy that part.
Did you see the Tesla? However you pronounce it. Where he's with his family, and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, okay, Mrs. Board. Yep. And then he's like, oh, because then they knew it was
yeah,
Slime.
Yeah, that was good.
His whole family went nuts.
That was really good. Cool. That was good. I like the one where the guy was left the room. He had to go to the bathroom or something. And
Quishon Junkins from Ohio State. He just come back from the bathroom.
They called and someone else answered the phone. That was hilarious.
I'm on the can. Wait.
Or Shedeur Sanders got prank called.
Oh,
that was savage.
Terrible. That's terrible. Yeah, someone
did you see it was a son of a coach from Atlanta?
Yeah.
That did it.
Stole his number from that kid's going to be in trouble.
It was savage, but I feel like most people agree there's some little part of you after watching the way he just showed up with like the legendary room. like he has certain arrogance about him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because of his dad is like that. The humbling was a little gratifying to watch, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is the Browns wanted the attention, so they drafted him. They weren't tired of the Deshaun Watson distractions, so now they get it.
Yeah.
I mean, they checked another quarterback before him, too.
I know. They have five quarterbacks on the roster. It's fun. But anyways,
What are we?
Get a chance to watch Ben Johnson's first round with Colson Loveland pick. It's an awkward conversation, which you kind of expect from Ben Johnson, I guess. At least in the public eye. I laughed. I know. We're talking about
brother.
The Colson Loveland pick at 10 is just makes me chuckle because I think it's a terrible pick.
Do you?
Good player. But at 10, I just don't think. We know what it's like.
Is he Ebron is what you're saying?
Well, that's all I said. The value is usually
Is it Ebron or Hockenson?
Hock was a little better, at least, but
Ben Johnson seemed pretty excited about him. I think he wants somebody like that in his offense.
He's looking good.
He's trying to rebuild the Lions, but you can't do that. You got to do your own thing. I feel like Luther that they drafted in the second round was like a lot of comparisons to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Anyways, we don't have to get into Bears. This is the Lions draft we're talking
about. Yeah.
I think they're looking formidable. It'll be fun to be.
Who else did we draft in this draft?
So the second round, we have pick number 57. Sitting there, some defensive linemen here and there. Shamar Turner. Did we talk about him? Like another D tackle, possibly. But anyways,
no.
We go with a guard. His name is Tate Ratledge, the best mullet in the draft.
Yeah.
Nasty mofo.
6 foot seven, 308 pounds, started 37 games all at right guard in college. Had a really impressive combine as well. This is probably, like a lot of the people that do mock drafts for a living, this is all their favorite pick that the Lions had in this draft.
Yeah.
Really, really good run blocker. Needs a little work in the pass game. This is just what the kind of overall consensus is from these people that have actually watched this tape in depth. But we said the Lions need a guard. It looks like they got a guy that fits the culture to a T. Bob, what do you think?
Oh, I love this pick. Like, well, I wanted a guard. I had one in the first round of my draft.
Yeah, Zabel, right?
Yeah, which he went well before, but I didn't know a ton about this guy. But you know, now that we've drafted him, I've been reading up on him and watching video, and he's looks like the perfect fit for the Lions, man. And he'll be around for years. This guy's gonna be a starter and a plus starter for years. I love this guy. His mentality and he was so excited when he got drafted, and his like little jaws quivering. it was a beautiful moment. But
got a little jaw.
But this guy, I mean, he's got that whole Campbell Brad Holmes thing where he just loves football and he just wants to be out there and do it. I love this pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So A plus. Yes, I'll
A
give
plus
it again.
Is mine too. I forgot the
game. Yeah, I like it.
Red Dog.
Feed the trenches, baby. Getting a talented guard in the second round. I feel like guard is often a position you can get a little bit later. It excites me they got this guy so early. His athletic profile is, you know, awesome. We're going to have some absolute bad boys on our O-line, and it just keeps our biggest strength intact. Our O-line is what we started building this whole team on, and we need to keep feeding young talent there. And like, he looks like a prime candidate to win that left or right guard spot, whichever one Mahogany doesn't play. So
yeah, I mean, you would think right guard because he played in his 2,081 snaps in college. He played 2,081 snaps at right guard.
Yeah,
he did not move right tackle, center, left guard, not even a filler at any point.
That's pretty
planted in one area. UJ.
Yeah, I also love this pick. This is a guy I had actually noticed before the draft, a guy I was looking at. Because I had two, like Red Dog, feed the trenches, baby. And I was really concerned about the O-line. And like Bob had guarded in the first round, I wanted Gray Zabel, too. He was my desired pick in the first round. But obviously he didn't follow us. But this guy is fantastic. He's got all the attitude. And I think he's going to start day one as a rookie. And like you were saying – right guard, yeah. I believe it's going to be a right guard, and I think Mahogany will be a left guard. He has some experience moving around, so I think he's going to – day one starter. This line is going to get better and younger, and it's unbelievable. And I like the way that Brad is keeping up with this, keeping developing the line and keeping it a strength. We forget about Manu in the background, you know, and this kid could be awesome when Decker's ready to hang it up. And so we're moving young blood in there, very talented people, and I think the line is going to remain a strength for us for a long time. So, yeah, awesome pick, A+, baby, all the way.
Yeah, and I do think he'll be a starter too. I think, then you're left at left guard with Glasgow or Mahogany. I think both are pretty good to have there. At worst, Glasgow is your backup. And he can play any part of the interior offensive line. So that's a really good backup to have, with his savviness. Some other little tidbits about Ratledge. He only was penalized 3 times in his 2 seasons in the SEC, 2 holding, 1 false start. So pretty clean sheet. His teammates call him a goofball, but the guys over there love him. That's what a coach said about him. Then his head coach, Kirby Smart, said he's as special as they come. 95% of the Georgia team voted him as a team captain in 2024, which is really good because I think those are like anonymous ballots.
I saw an interview with him where he was talking about how he kept the quarterback Carson Beck, right? How he'd keep his head on straight, you know, because Beck would get like a little skittish here and there, and like he would calm him down and keep him. It was really interesting how he took that upon him to keep the quarterback cool, you know? So, yeah, again, to the leadership qualities, so. Something the Lions look for.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
And did you guys see that a year ago he got a tattoo of a lion on his forearm?
No,
he said it's a testament to his mentality and attitude towards the game. So
perfect.
It was meant to be.
Like a glove?
No, he's not the glove. He's the tattoo.
The glove fits.
He fits like a tattoo.
Must have quit.
I don't know. A mitten.
Oh, by the way, I was hoping, even though I give this an A+, I was hoping for an edge guy in the second pick, and I had Landon Jackson. If I'm not mistaken, he went right before us, our pick, didn't he, with the Buffalo?
I think so, like one or two.
I think he went like the one pick before or 2 picks before.
So what do you think, UJ?
In the second round?
Yeah.
He went right after us.
Do you wish we got him?
Well, that's what I was hoping
for. He went in the third round. He went after this pick.
Oh no. Okay, anyway. I might have.
He went two picks after in the third round.
Okay, but that's the guy I was out hoping for at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not disappointed in what we did. I like what we did.
Hell no. Like this is how you keep your O line elite, baby.
Yep.
High end talent invested in the position.
Definitely.
And I love the upside. Like the fact that he's had the best athletic profile or most athletic. That's exciting. put him next to Sewell, they'll be pulling like a freaking freight train.
Oh yeah, for sure. Some other players like kind of went in this range were like the wide receiver Jack Beck, who I literally liked. His brother Ooh. Passed away in that car ramming thing in New Orleans. Jamar Turner, that would have been another. I don't know if you could get another G tackle possible, but he was in this range. Trey Amos, cornerback. Those are some other players that are kind of in this range that I found interesting. But, okay, so let's move on now to the third round. Mm-hmm. And this is where it gets interesting in terms of, I want to hear everybody's grades on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we all mocked a Lions, a wide receiver to the Lions at some point. At various, we were
yes,
you
know, we
different.
Did.
I think you had Egbuka in the second round. He went in the
he went
mid-first
real
round.
Early, man. But apparently a lot of that was on his interviews and things like that I was reading, because a lot of people did mock him in the second round. So
fair enough.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
you know,
he's not like an overexposed athlete or anything.
Yeah, but apparently he's off the charts as a person, as a you know the kind of guy, character guy people are looking for, along with his skill. So yeah, he went.
Yeah, because typically in those interviews they ask the players like, "Who's another guy on your team that you love or go to bat die for?" Something along those lines.
Yeah,
and I guess a lot of people said like Egbuka from at least on Ohio State. His name is thrown out there a lot.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Egbuka?
Just because that's who UJ mocked to the Lions in the second round.
Yeah.
Oh.
But now we're in the third round, and the Lions trade up. Oh, boy. They trade up to pick 70 from pick 102. They move 32 spots.
Ooh.
They also get back a sixth-rounder, but they give up, obviously, the third round, so pick 102. But then they give up two-thirds next year as well. So the Lions have traded away both of their compensatory picks from the Aaron Glenn hiring. And their own third round pick. So two third rounders to move up to get a wide receiver that is super athletic. Like RAS score is like near 10. He is, let me pull up his profile here. I had it up and it dropped. But he's an athletic freak. He tested really well. The problem people have with this one is that the production was not there in college. Akin, especially for somebody that's trading two third round picks.
6'4", 214.
Yeah, 6'4".
4'4", 3.
Yep. That's elite. 4'4", 3.
39.5-inch vertical with that size.
We needed big body receiver.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah, super thick. You're betting on your coaching staff to really get the most out of this guy, I feel.
But there's also other factors. Like at Arkansas, he was not targeted as the primary target the last year. The quarterback honed in on one guy before him all the time, so he was open a lot more than he was targeted. I think that's a big factor that kind of hit him on the stat sheet.
True, but the question is, why weren't they looking his way more?
Because the quarterback got tunnel vision for another guy.
I sense a low grade coming from Z on this.
Well, yeah, I sense it.
He was also, it was only like his second year
what are we predicting?
Position too. So.
What are we predicting Z's grade is going to be?
Well, our producer, Kid J, said
C,
that
D minus paid for him.
Well, Red Dog, what's your grade?
I love this pick. It's an A plus. I mean, this is the kind of thing I always want them to do, which is to get like super freaky guys who have immense upside in the middle of the draft. That's where you get gems. And plus, he by all accounts, his attitude, his mindset, like his devotion to film study are top notch. Like this guy is just starting and he doesn't have a lot of mileage, and his upside is crazy. And as a blocker right out the gate, like you could use him as just a guy to go out there and throw blocks. He's big.
That's how they noticed him.
Yeah.
Right?
His he's a blocker. Yeah. He's a very willing blocker.
Yeah, he's going to be an elite special teams player to start here.
Too.
Went to Hillsdale College, and then he was a wing T quarterback, kind of like Cam Ward started, and he ended up at a
versatility. Arkansas. Let's go.
Yeah.
So yours is A plus, Red Dog.
Plus.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
How about you, Jay?
All right. I'm an for the where we are in the draft at the position in the draft, I give it an A plus too. Like his athletic scores are off the charts, but I was watching the films of this guy. I didn't know really much about him, but I started watching the films. He's a hand catcher. He has great hands.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, you know, which I think a receiver has to be. A great receiver in this league has to be a good hand catcher.
You have to catch the ball when you're wide.
Well, I mean, he's not with your body. You know, like some of these guys catch it coming in their body. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's how J-Mo started out.
Yeah, exactly. Catcher, exactly.
He did start out.
You're right, Bob.
Body, yeah.
And the only thing I worry about a lot, actually, is that I'll tell you what I worry about. What I worry about is with Tesla, like, people are going to try to key him all the time or throw Molotov cocktails at him. And this could be a problem. I hope we have a lot of security around the guy, because you know how people are with Teslas. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there.
He capitalizes the S.
Well, is that to avoid the keying and the Molotov? So you think that's going to... Yeah, okay, well...
We seek through your disguise.
No, but seriously, we needed depth in the receiver position, and I think this guy fits the bill very well. Plus, we don't have that tall guy. I mean, I know the Irishman is kind of tall. He's kind of fits the bill, but this guy's 6'4", and speed, man. He's got speed, too. He breakaway speed. Can't have enough speed, baby. So I do love
Tim Patrick, the Irishman himself.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's good at conserving energy, too.
He is. If he gets run down, you just plug him in on the sideline, right? You just like they gotta have an extra sock, a charging station there, like
it might take 25 minutes though.
On the bench, you know, like he just sits down at the charging station.
Yeah. Well, I think if their iPads go out, they can plug into
yeah.
too.
Yeah, right.
Charge,
yeah.
So, charge their phones.
Oh lordy. Bob, what do you think of this pick?
Well, I had him in my mock because I liked him a lot in the draft. I had him not in the third round. I didn't have him trading up, but I liked him. I like everything about him, and I like the fact, you know, he's Hillsdale
that's cool.
for 2 years, you know. So and then he got to Arkansas, so he's like built his way up into this thing. And he's from Michigan. He's been a Lions fan since he was a baby, and he came to the when he did a 30 visit for the Lions, and he came with the Lions jersey on when he came. The thing, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. Awesome. That was cool.
But we need
a way to endear yourself to the
Love it.
Well, they stood out to them because they mentioned it. So, but I like all his measurables, and I think he's got a lot of upside that has untapped yet. I think this could be a perfect fit on this team. So I think we needed a receiver. I wanted a receiver. I wanted him. So here he is. So A+.
All right.
With a broken hand as well.
More grit.
He's proven he's tough.
Yeah.
More grit.
Gritty.
Here we go. Z's gonna be. Let's see what is
he's
it.
He's like too much to pay for.
Do I give it a C plus or a D minus?
I'm gonna give it a C. Two-thirds for a guy that might have been a
bit. He doesn't like EVs. He wants gas-powered engines, man.
He has little faith.
I also found it absolutely hilarious that they had the height, weight, speed, HWS shirts with the line through it,
yes,
like signifying that they are like film study people, but really they've been very consistent about drafting super athletes in the third and fourth rounds, like whoever they find is the most athletic guy, and they will coach
in every round.
It's kind of hypocritical and funny.
Yeah, that may be true, but his film is impressive. I'm sorry, it's pretty impressive.
But yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. You just seem to be missing Z. Like you're not trusting Brad because
I trust him.
He doesn't draft him because of height, weight, and speed.
Player.
He drafted him because he's a player. He's a dog.
I hate the value that we gave up for him. It's the same thing with the Manu thing. Like I didn't hate the
pull
pick
those up
of
like
the
covers
traits.
That
I
night.
Hated the value that we gave up.
Third round picks.
What's that?
So were you going to pull those like a cover on you at night to keep you warm?
No, I hope we pick more players that can contribute to our team.
Yeah,
where are they going to fit?
Let's get whoever gets the most picks wins the draft. Is that what it is?
Not the most picks.
This roster is chock full of talent right now. There ain't room for third rounders after this year. Well, we don't need them.
Well, we're not going to be able to keep everybody. I know. I forgot to mention at the top that Kirby Joseph signed a 4-year, $84 million extension. Yeah. Making him the highest paid safety in NFL for now.
Yeah.
It seems like every other contract after that's always the next year the highest paid.
That's what an all pro safety gets, baby.
Yep.
Taken care of. Appreciate it.
Yeah. The other question with this one, we're probably spending more time in the first three rounds than the last four, but does this affect how. This is probably more like he's going to fill Tim Patrick's role next year, right? Rather than like something about, because there's been like a lot of cryptic messages from J-Mo and things floating out there about J-Mo not coming back or being traded down the line.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So.
Do you think that's
mostly drummed up nonsense that you fed Z?
They picked up his option. They've got 2 years with them.
Yeah,
work that out later, man.
That is like all that was drummed up nonsense. They love J-Mo, and he like, why shouldn't they? He's trending towards the top receivers in the league. I don't like what all this stuff is, just fake narrative that people see. Oh, they put together a contract year and realize, oh, this, then we can create this drama. And then he does some post about loyalty, and he doesn't follow the Lions. But it's also not clear that he ever followed the Lions. It's called a fabricated story, Z. You need to let it go.
Hey, I had to ask the question. You know?
Fake news. You're not fake news.
I gather the sentiment from the people, and I speak for the people.
Oh, Z speaks for the people.
Man of the people.
C plus grade.
C plus. Oh, my God.
Just imagine this next in 2 years, those three together, St. Brown, J-Mo, and a more developed Tesla. Man, that's an explosive wide receiver core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it'll be fun to see what they do with him. I'm sure he'll be in goal line packages with his size and athleticism.
I think he'll get some offensive packages like here and there, just because of his unique skill set.
And Tim Patrick is the clean bill of health guy. So
true. And he's not that fast
plus,
either.
Actually, if like Tesla really shows out and truly knows the playbook.
And Teslas are real quiet. They sneak by. Like, you won't even hear him go by. Like, the defensive back, you know. Like, I didn't even.
You're great torque,
just sneak by him. Like, won't even hear him. You know, be wide open.
Fantastic acceleration.
Yeah, great
as
acceleration.
Well.
For sure.
Yeah.
And sorry. A GPS screen so he knows where he's going.
Yeah, that's how he's. Yeah, that's why he'll be a good route.
Set destination,
right?
End zone, and then just he'll show you the route to get there.
There it is.
There we go.
There it is.
Goff doesn't have to touch the wheel. He just sits back and lets it drive.
In 5 feet, break the ankles of this cornerback and burn him.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So obviously with all these trades and things, the Lions have to wait a while to make their next pick.
Yep.
But they do have them. They trade up 11 spots to get an offensive lineman from LSU by the name of Miles Frazier.
Yeah.
3-year starter, also at right guard. For his career. Something about those right guards.
I thought he had more.
He has played left guard too and tackle in his career.
Yes.
Yeah, he played a little
everything. Yeah. Okay, it's fair enough. Yes, I exaggerated that aspect, I guess.
This kid looks good too.
Z's preparing his
note.
Right?
But he has yes. Yeah. No. Size 6'5", 317, 3-year starter at LSU. Another competitive, tough guy. I'll just tell you right now, I guess A+ for the.
We psyched him out. You
where
guys.
The pick was, I think this is a guy that can be a good depth piece for a while. So I mean, we're just building up. I just love it's just a, like we talked about it before. Like this draft, like didn't really come in with nerves. Just kind of like our team's good. We're just building up the depth, and that's what we're doing here because we knew was a need.
Outside of a second elite edge from Hutch, what have we not like hit in the last several years? Elite receivers, elite running backs, elite D end. You know, everyone wants two. They're greedy. and like we have every skill player. Oh, elite tight end. We're covered. Cornerbacks, high draft picks. I mean, they're feeding the important parts. This was the meat and potatoes draft.
Did you see he described himself as a mauler type? He's like, I'm not going to get style points. He likes to, like, pancake people. Well, he's got coached in college that finishing people is big for that coach, and he loves that.
He never missed a game in college either.
Yeah,
he never missed a snap.
So he can be knocking people
out.
He's
definitely
a
mauler. I mean, I don't know how he is in pass blocking. Yeah. I've seen a lot of his run blocking. He's pretty good.
I'll tell you what, Tate better not feel comfy with this guy breathing down his neck because I ain't assuming anyone's starting right now because – this is the kind of guy who is very much going to threaten for that open spot. I like the film I've seen on him. He's a beast and pretty athletic as well. So, I mean, this is the kind of guy that you're like could be one of those diamonds in the rough because that's just old linemen are so like tough like that. There's so many of them, and we got a staff that can identify them. So I feel like it's anybody's game when you make picks like this.
Yeah.
And that's where it's just going to forge an elite line.
So A+ from you, Road Dog.
No.
A+.
Jeez.
Bob?
Yeah, A+.
UJ?
I'm going to go A for where it is in the draft and plus for the need it fills in my mind building this lineup.
A+, huh?
I'm just going to go with solid A. I like this guy. I'm not as high as maybe the other guy, but I do like him a lot. I think A's.
So
I think A's a pretty good grade.
You're so negative.
I know. I need more Kool-Aid. Wait. Let me drink a little more Kool-Aid.
Tesla jokes enough?
He doesn't have any good Frasier jokes. You know, but Frasier was a great show.
It was a great show. Frasier was great.
It was.
Okay.
They say he psychologically messes with his opponents, you know.
Dane Brewer, the Athletic, loved this pick. It was his favorite from the Lions. Value wise, he had him as 81 best, 81st.
That's what I'm saying.
This is Miles Frazier. I'm listening.
Hello, Seattle.
I loved him in The Mummy, Brendan.
All right, so we move on to round six, where the Lions drafted.
This is where it gets fun.
Walk like an Egyptian.
The Egyptian.
Yes. Hometown is Cairo, Egypt. 6 foot two, 267. This could be a guy that maybe puts himself on the roster. You know, I don't honestly don't know too much about him other than what
I can see your grade coming.
Team captain, so high grade.
This is looking good, you guys.
He said he would die for Campbell, so that's something.
Die.
Yeah. Die. Would you die for Campbell, Z?
Would you put a low grade on a man's life?
What?
Yeah, right. How do you value his life?
Hasn't played football that long, so there's a lot of upside here. He's only played football since like 2018, so 7 years is kind of like the Ziggy Ansah, if you will.
A little bit,
yeah,
a little bit.
Less traitsy.
He just got hurt.
Ziggy Ansah, of course.
Whoa, was that what your new buzzword, Z?
Traitsy.
Less traitsy.
Yeah, like traits.
I like that one. Like traits.
He has pretty good ones. 477.
I give you permission to use it.
I'm good. 477 at 6'2", 267. Is that not traitsy?
Traitsy.
Well, super productive in college. I mean, this is in the Mountain West. 12.5 right sacks, 2023, 9.5 sacks last year. So super productive.
CrossFit.
Did you see him lifting those weight bars in front of the pyramids? He had those like two heavy barbells.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that, but that's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't seen that either.
Pretty cool.
That's sweet.
CrossFit athlete, so he's got that dynamic, you know, all around training.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So,
I think
all right,
this guy's
really quick grades on this one. Okay. I'll give it an A. I like it. We finally addressed Edge.
Ooh,
just on the sixth round.
A. Wow.
But I like the possible upside, especially from a sixth round pick.
Okay, this is the sleeper pick of the draft right here. This kid. If I watch his film, he's got what they call heavy hands. I mean, when he bashes a guy with his hand, he's got thump to it, man. And this guy's got thump to his pass rush and everything. He might need to be conditional or taught different moves and things like that. But this kid's got heart, desire. I mean, this could be one of those guys. Like you said, Z, no one knows much about him because he's only played football for a few years and, he's raw. But, I mean, there's another thing about some of these Lions picks. These guys are young and raw. I mean, they can mold these guys. Like, the tools are there to mold these guys. This guy could – and you said you wonder if he'll make the team. I think he will make the team. No problem. He'll make the roster. He might not start. He's gonna sub in a little bit, maybe at first, but I think he definitely makes the team. This kid's got, I think, very high potential, and I give it an A+, especially where it is in the draft where we picked him. And sleeper pick of the draft right here, baby. This guy could turn into something big. Look out.
All right. Let's move on to round seven.
I'm going to give my grade.
Go ahead. Okay. Sorry, I thought you guys gave it. My apologies.
He's paying attention to something else.
Yeah,
but, round seven.
He's still trying to make traitsy work.
Yeah,
it's not.
I know. I just put out like seven tweets with the hashtag traitsy. So let's see.
Yeah, it's not happening. Anyway, I like this pick. The guy's a beast. He's relentless. He's like, they got him, I guess, out of a tomb in Egypt. He like burst out of there like the mummy. And now he's come across the sea, and he's going to destroy the NFL. So, A+.
Red Dog, did you give yours? A++?
No. Are you just going to – geez, Z, we're having a podcast here, not a sprint. No, I mean, I love it. The guy's attitude. Did you see the combine footage of him, like, barking back at the coaches, hyping up the coaches running the drills? This dude was just – dynamite energy. Like he stole the show by just being just such a vibe, I guess. I don't know. But absolute monster. Great athletic traits. 4.77 in the 40 at 267 is not traitsy enough for Z, but that's pretty traitsy if you ask me.
Traitsy.
Traitsy's catching on.
I like it.
I love it.
go sign it, get a copyright on that name right now, traitsy.
Well, I'm more excited to talk about the next guy that we got in round seven.
He's okay, fine, Z. Jeez Louise. I love the pick. Absolute fit like a glove. And I give it an A++.
I'll give you guys even more of a fit. His name is Dan Jackson. His nickname in college is Dirty Dan Jackson, 6 year senior.
Dirty Dan.
6 foot, 195, but just this, a guy that his coach Kirby Smart called. All he does is give everything every single day, everything he's got. Forced a big fumble against Georgia Tech late to help them win the game. It was probably the decisive play in the game for them. I don't know if that was like that 9 overtime game or 8 overtime.
Oh, yeah, that was a great game.
There was a fumble late in the game he caused. So this guy is definitely not the most tradesy guy out there. But 4.45, 40, I mean, he can still work. Walk on, so he just worked his way into. I love the walk on.
Yes.
They give a little extra. That's definitely going to be. I think this is a guy that makes a team just based on even special teams alone. I think this is a guy that fits right into special teams, and if he can be a depth piece at safety, phenomenal. So I'm going to give this one an A too. I think this is a really good.
Ooh,
value.
An A! Wow. A. Wow. Big
Z. Yeah, Red Dog
a little more positive. I mean, yeah, like you said, he's got that that dog in him. He's a big hitter. He's gets around the football a decent amount. And I think, what'd you say, 4.45? Did he not do the combine?
His pro day was 4.45.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty fast for a safety who's got good size. And that's what Dan Campbell said, is he's faster than you expect. He's a heady player. And, you know, safety is more of a heady position almost than anything. You know, athletic traits help, but you see plenty of subpar athletes do pretty damn well because they just understand the game. It's more of an instinct position than anything, I'd say. And that's going to have a place in our secondary potentially down the stretch here when, you know, maybe we're facing those signings or just at least as a third guy in behind Branch and Kirby. So I like the pick a lot, really a lot. A++.
Bob.
Yeah, I like this too. More depth at safety. I don't think he's going to crack the starting lineup, but he'll be a good special teamer and a good backup. And he's got that the intangibles. And he's a dog, like Red Dog was saying, because he's a Georgia Bulldog.
And he hits like a truck.
Yeah.
UJ.
So,
okay,
A+.
I give an A+ also for where we got this guy in the draft. And plus another guy with low mileage on him. This guy is heads up. He is a hitter, man. His film is awesome. You got to watch his film because he just loves jacking people up, man. It is hilarious. I mean, he loves hitting guys.
Football guy.
He's a total football guy. And Z, help me out here. Apparently, there's some kind of grit scale somewhere. Is this true? I was reading something about it, but I didn't never follow up on it.
I heard.
On the grit scale, he is very high in the grit scale, this guy.
Him and Rattledge were both up there.
Yes, they were. And that's important. And the beauty of this pick right now is we don't have much depth of safety after Kirby and Branch. So I think this guy makes the team just for that fact alone. So I think he'll be like the third safety. And, he won't start. He'll see a little time, but big special teams guy and all that. But he'll be a valuable piece on this team. So, yeah, awesome pick. I like it a lot. A+.
Wow. The grit scale, is that like when you're buying sandpaper?
It is, exactly. It's exactly. So like, but not like, if you're on a grit scale though, do you want the rough sandpaper, like the 100 grit, or do you want the like 500 grit, or like the
fine
like
stuff,
like that, you know, the hard sand or the really soft, the fine. I think you want the,
the Dan Campbell,
the rough stuff, you know,
that's the grittiest one. Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Dan Campbell sandpaper.
Yeah. That's scale.
He should just start a sandpaper.
He should, no doubt.
Be the first of its kind sponsorship.
I love it.
You gotta have grit.
Who
brother.
Else didn't give a grade in this? Come on.
I think we all gave it.
All right.
I gave A+.
I do love this pick though. It's a nice pick.
Let's move on to the last one here.
You gotta love it. You gotta love this pick. You gotta love it. Right?
You do. Dominic.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
185. From the St. Louis area, went to East St. Louis High School. 22 and a half years old, 5'10", 185, ran 4.4 40 at the combine. Did not run on his pro day. At best, he probably grades out as a special teams guy with backup slot possibility. I don't know if I love this one. I'm going to give this one like a C. I don't know if I loved it. But, you know, whatever. It's the seventh round, so I'm not going to lose sleep over
Juicy.
It. What about you guys?
You're a tough crowd.
Wow.
Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it's another receiver, you know. I'm bringing in another guy. I like it. And he used to play at Mizzou with Ennis Rakestraw, so he's got a connection there before he transferred to Georgia. Yeah, I don't know a ton about him. He'll probably be a special teamer if he makes it. And he's the new Tom Kennedy, maybe. I don't know. But some edge of the roster.
No, replace TK.
So, I'll give it an A+ because I'm giving Brad A+ across the board.
All right, I like it.
There you go.
I wouldn't mind throwing it as one more like edge, like player in at this pick. That's why I gave it a lower grade. I didn't see the upside of this wide receiver. Maybe like Fadil Diggs out of Syracuse.
Well, see, your whole thing on the edge is this based on Marcus Davenport staying healthy? Because what if he stays healthy?
In three straight years.
What if he stays healthy for 1 year?
Yeah, what if he
stays healthy for 1 year?
Obviously, that'd be great.
Do you put no value at all on the guys like Al-Qadeen Muhammad, Isaac Ukwu, Josh Pascal, all these other guys that I'm probably forgetting several?
It is not what we need at the position.
Yeah, but we'll have Hutch back.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah,
here.
Hutch will be
You're
back.
You're going to have Hutch back, well, yes, and Hutch the interior of the line is solidified.
But you can't put.
So it's going to be.
You need a second guy. Like, we've shown that.
How many
like,
teams have double elite
injured,
edges?
We are in trouble in the pass rush department.
What teams have two elite edges? Like, name the.
Yeah, there's yeah, not too many. Group not of too
those,
many.
You know?
Yeah, but the teams that make the Super Bowl typically have two elite edges. Wait,
the Eagles, who are their two edges?
I don't know.
Two edges? That. They have a complete defensive line.
What do we have?
An almost complete defensive line, missing one elite edge.
Okay, so what's their elite edge? Who are their two elite edges?
I got to pull them up, but it's Josh Sweat for sure.
Who was very good, but is he
I
want to
hear the other elite edge.
Well, here, while I'm pulling up, Rudd, I'll give you a grade on this pick.
I love it. It's a nice, speedy little receiver. What? What are we just handing out elite awards like they're
Hall of
candy
Famer
nowadays? Anyway, but they had a really good edges, but I don't know if they had two elite edges. Anyway, I give it an A++ because it's a nice guy to throw in the spice things up in the receiver room. Some youth probably won't make the team unless it's on special teams. There's just too many guys ahead of him, but he's got nice speed, and you know, guys like that could always surprise you, become weapons. So
yeah.
I like it, especially in the seventh round. I mean, it's a nice flyer on a guy with some nice traits.
Exactly. You got to base it on the round pick here, too, seventh round. I mean, this guy.
No, the seventh round edge would have beat out all those other guys, UJ, and been our savior.
Damn it.
All I said
that?
Is I wanted
Listen
to throw
to
another body at the position that I thought.
So is he not traitsy enough, maybe?
So it wouldn't address the issue you have with our current situation at all.
I mean, ultimately, probably not going to find an edge guy in the seventh round.
Wait, I mean, because he'll probably contribute on special teams right away. So why do you want an edge guy you're going to just waste a pick on?
That's not a waste. That's I want my
Hasini is going to die. Are you okay with that?
I said in our mock draft that I'd be happy if they threw seven if they picked seven edge players in this one and just found one.
Well, Z, to be fair with you, I really wanted Landon Jackson or Jack Sawyer. Pittsburgh got Jack Sawyer.
Sawyer went to the Steelers.
I know.
Which is a
so
great
him with TJ Watt, good God.
I know.
Mean,
that's a really fun
I know.
Landing position for him.
Really fun. And I would have loved Sawyer. I would have loved Landon Jackson. I would love any of those guys. But it didn't happen. But hey, I still think we're in good shape with this team. And I think it was an overall
so we
good
got some
draft.
Big uglies.
And the Eagles got Jahad Campbell. He's at an edge, but. Damn.
Yeah,
I know. They just keep
I
getting
know.
Those type of guys that fall, but are.
I know.
Like, it's yeah. You know who,
I mean,
you know what's a fun.
We got Tyreek Williams. What's your?
Have
point?
You seen like the Giants defensive line? That's a really fun defensive line after the draft. They have.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. go
I mean,
check it out.
What drives me crazy here is like I really feel like when you consider what we have. Even if you bar Davenport, count him as a cherry on top if he stays healthy. if you just look at the big, nasty talent we have across our D-line, starting with Hutch, Alain McNeil, DJ Reader, this Tyleek Williams, Levi Onwuzurike, Josh Pascal.
Pascal's a good run defender. He's not a good
Muhammad.
Pass
who
I've seen that over and over again. No, it's been.
I mean, not really.
Years.
Last year was like his first.
We got a pretty stout season. Line, man.
The line is really good, except the pass rush on the opposite of Hutch.
We'll have Hutch fast.
Yeah, but
like you're gonna have whoever's lining up on that line with Hutch is gonna be like 270 with nasty explosive speed. That they're gonna harass quarterbacks because then that's gonna free up Hutch. Like everyone's discounting Tyleek Williams will draw double teams because he's the type of guy at 330 pounds that can move. That's really hard to ignore in the middle of your line. So like guys like that and Aleem coming back, we just have
and let's forget too how we used Derek Barnes before he got injured and stuff, and he was becoming more of a pass rushing threat, and you know from the linebacker position, and I think we're gonna see more of that now with Shep as the coach. I mean, look out, man.
You might be right about that.
I mean,
good point.
I think we're gonna see a lot of different. I think we're gonna see some different looks than Aaron Glenn showed. It's gonna be really fun to see how Shep runs his defense. Especially with the tools he's got. So it's going to be so fun and exciting.
Yeah, he's got plenty of disposal when healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could turn off injuries like in Madden Z, would you feel like we're good?
I mean, yeah, I like the makeup of our defense overall.
I'm saying like you'd feel like Davenport suits your urge there as long as he's healthy. But you just like it's just his utter liability there.
Yes.
Well, that is his only thing.
Giving up those extra third rounders for Tesla, that was – two edge rushers that Zeke.
That's true.
Well, actually, for me, it's like those are two third rounders you can use to trade maybe at the trade deadline midseason if you lose a player.
They did
pick
trade.
One extra elite defender up or something.
Draft
like
picks
that.
Are just tools like money, whatever. You trade them, you swap them, you get
I'm
more,
saying,
you know.
Hold on for the regular season.
Yeah.
Like insurance if somebody goes down. Or
they'll get more, another, they'll like, trade more. They'll
yeah. Send Hendon Hooker off.
But then we don't get Isaac Tesla. I mean, I don't get the, like, Brad, like the you're just, like, discounting, like, their point and holding on to this, like, concept of positional value and stuff. It's, like, Brad has a point. They're going to get their dogs. Like, if their dog's not there at the DN position, they're not going to take them. It's just
Listen,
that
it,
simple.
Brad Holmes is a really good
track got some dogs.
Draft, so I'm not knocking it too much at all. If it was another team, like, I don't know, the Rams or something. I don't know. Just throwing out a team.
The Rams, some garbage
team
like the Rams.
For the value.
But
look, with the look, you see, it's good.
Look at it this way. Like we, like trenches is where everything starts. We got two O linemen, two D linemen.
Yep.
And then we still addressed our need at receiver with top line talent. And then got, a nice little speedy receiver at the end? Who am I forgetting?
Yeah, those are great points. That's why I'm giving the Lions draft, my draft grade is an A overall.
Oh!
And
well, I feel like you just are like a flip-flopper.
Not a flip-flopper. I'm giving an overall grade.
An overall grade.
There's movies no, where there's like, you know, a dull point here and there that you give a C maybe, but then the A++'s outweigh
you can't give
that.
Like
so by the end, you give it an A grade.
You can't give
so
like
I'm
all B's and C's,
grade.
And then it turns out to be an A.
An
A. How does that work?
And A pluses, just a couple out there. The wide receiver and the third and the Again, I like Tesla as the player. It's just the trade up. I didn't love necessarily.
You just don't trust Brad to manage our resources.
He found Cooper Kupp, you know, in scouting, and then he found Amon Ra. This guy knows receivers, man.
Yeah,
I believe him.
Yes, I hope you're right.
But you know what? To be fair, I don't think he understands draft value.
Brad doesn't know about traitsy.
Yeah, it's a term he's got to learn. He needs to learn.
I'm glad he doesn't. I'm glad he doesn't know.
But you know, they compared Tesla to Puka Nacua. You know, he's the comparisons. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, his brother slapped somebody in a game the other day, or a fan.
Good, he probably deserved it.
Tesla's?
Puka Nakua's brother.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. I was like, what?
Yeah. No, not Tesla.
Well,
he said, don't scratch
Red Dog, I'm going to guess you're giving A++. Plus?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, it's plus.
Oh.
Wait, did you say that?
No, sure. You can
three
do
or two. Either way, I'm giving it a three. This is the meme potatoes draft. This is the thing that will. It isn't going to be flashy on paper, but it's going to fulfill your needs and satisfy you because this is what good teams do. They
good
load
meal.
The trenches.
Trenches,
you fed the
baby.
Trenches some serious talent in this draft. And that's why, like, there's going to be waves of talented studs across that D-line. Just because we don't have technically another elite pass rusher than Hutch, which, I mean, you're just discounting any growth from a guy like Pascal as well. We have
from a pass rush standpoint, haven't seen any growth? He's an elite run defender.
Okay. So, I mean, at least that, and he's powerful. He can collapse the pocket. A lot of the times, he was helping push the quarterback out of the pocket. He was around the ball a lot if he wasn't getting the sacks. The dude's a dog. We have dogs all across that line, stud talent, big, massive badasses. Like, look at the Niners of the last, like, decade. Like, they've had a lot of just – they don't necessarily have that one elite – or they have one elite pass rusher. They don't have necessarily a second one, but they got just a ton of talented dudes so that – even when you're third wave deep, you got a guy who might have been drafted in like the first, like in high in the draft. And that's what we have now. We have a ton of big badass dudes who are going to wreak havoc on O-lines this year. And first by just shutting down the run like nobody else and then getting after the quarterback. So, yeah, A++. We got some studs. We fed the trenches. That's where you win football games.
All right, UJ.
Yeah, it's trenches, baby. That's what I was saying before this draft, too. We got a lot of our skill positions in the last couple of years. It was time to feed those trenches again, build them up, get some youth in there. And I think we really achieved that this year. I like what Brad did. I too, like a lot of people, wanted an edge rusher in this draft. It didn't go that way, but I keep – I know it's tough to lean on Marcus Davenport, but he is an elite pass rusher if he's healthy. Granted, the big if, because he seems to get hurt all the time. But if this guy can just go through a season healthy, good Lord, he is an elite pass rusher.
Once every 3 weeks. He is, get him to the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. But he is an elite pass rusher. So we have an elite pass rusher. He just has to stay healthy, which he hasn't proven he can do. But anyway, I think they're gonna go with it. And I like what this team's doing. We have such a solid team, like all the way around. I mean, We are filling so many. Our depth is getting better and better and better. I mean, over the last few years, the way Brad and Campbell have built this team, it's just so much fun. And I'm getting — the draft has gotten me back into football again. Okay, like after this.
Oh, you were out on football, but now you're back in.
I was totally out on football after we lost that game to Washington, and I just didn't want anything to do with it. I was out of it. I want it out of my mind, but now I'm back, man. I'm back. This draft has got me jacked up again. I can't wait to see camp and hear all the stories of how these guys are tearing it up. And Hutch, I think, should wear shin guards when he plays, hopefully. But we got to keep him healthy, because last year, if Hutch was healthy, we win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. But anyway, right. Anyway, great draft. Awesome. Awesome. That's all I can say.
All right, Bob.
All right. Yeah, I like what UJ was saying. Trenches, man. I love it, because we have an excellent offensive line, but we need young guys in there, got depth and all that, and going forward in the future, defensive line we added to it. And you're talking about the DN, like Brad said, the roster's not set yet. You know, they're still can add people.
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith is still floating out there.
I love the game. So there's still people out there. They're not going to draft some guy because Mel Kiper likes him when he doesn't fit the Lions profile.
No, because Z likes him.
Yeah, or Z. Or Z.
See, that's a different level.
Brad, I think he said — there's a quote from Brad Holmes here. I don't want any traitsy players on this team. So he was against that whole concept. But
is that where you stole it from, Brad?
Well, there you go.
A+.
Right. Really quick, our producer, Kid J, what do you give the Lions draft grade? And then give us your 30-second to a minute grade and thoughts on the Rams draft.
I am for draft grades. I think draft grades are kind of weird because none of these players have ever touched an NFL field. So
too bad. You got to give one.
Everybody gets an A. Every single draft gets an A. Every single pick gets an A. You know,
they all get a trophy.
144th overall. He gets an A+. A+ pick, Browns. You know, he could be really good, but he could also be really bad. Nobody knows. He hasn't been on a professional football field yet.
Good point.
I love it.
But I guess he was technically on a semi-professional football field in college, but and he did okay there. But but he hasn't been on an NFL field, so who knows?
KJ, our producer, you know, KJ,
Quinn rocking it tonight,
Quinn
baby.
231st
all
around the Dolphins.
I love it.
He could be an NFL starter and be really good. You know, that's an A-plus pick to me.
But he also could not be.
He could also not be. Yeah. But nobody knows. You know, it's like that it's like that Family Guy meme, you know, like asking for like a boat, but it could be a mystery box, you know. That meme about what's in the mystery box, you know. And he's like, it could be a boat. So it's kind of like that. It's exactly kind of like that. That's the NFL draft.
Kid Jay killing it. I love it.
But overall, Kid Jay. But for the, I thought the Lions did really well. The Tesla pick was like way. I think that was. I think they really overpaid. I think probably.
But they also could have underpaid.
You don't know.
That's right. Give them all a participation draft.
But I thought the Rams had a great draft. They gladly got out of them. I was hoping after the Broncos passed on Marion Hampton that the Rams would get him, but the Chargers stole him. So
who'd you guys get, Kid J?
They got Terrence Ferguson, the tight end out of Oregon. They got Stewart out of Michigan.
I asked Kid J.
Oh, sorry,
Jackie. With their first round pick, they got the Falcons 2026 first round pick with their first round pick this year.
Oh, what a dumb trade!
So they got two first round picks next year. You know, they doubled.
Oh, they traded out of the round.
Yeah,
so
they had one for first Manning? Round pick. They maybe or Grant Nussmeier.
Oh, they didn't trade back. They traded out completely.
They traded out, and the Falcons gave them their first round pick next year. It could be the eighth pick. It could be the 20th.
Hey, Z, here's the argument about draft picks. So, like Justin, what you're just saying there, like the Rams gave up like every conceivable draft pick to get Stafford and whoever they did to get their Super Bowl, and then. Within Ramsey. A year or two, they're right back in the mix again, and like it's amazing what they did. So I don't know. The draft picks are fluid, man. I mean,
but Terrence Ferguson, I thought was a great pick. He was like he had the best vertical and 40 time at the combine, and he's really athletic. But yeah, I thought they had a great draft. Terrence Ferguson, one of the most athletic tight end prospects this year. I think he's gonna be great next year. And then they got Josiah Stewart,
Stafford,
who Bob had the Lions mock in the third round during our mock draft. Mm. He's very, really good. They lost some edge talent this year, so he's gonna replace them. And then they drafted another running back. I think this is the eighth year in a row the Rams have drafted a running back. I think he could be a contributor next year. And overall, I think they had an overall really good draft. They drafted a kid from Ole Miss. That's Chris Paul Jr. from Ole Miss. He's like a linebacker. I think he's gonna be probably starting for them day one. But overall, I think it's a really good draft.
None of the basketball player?
No, not the basketball player.
Oh,
not related.
It's funny. The Rams do all this work, and then they just get punched in the mouth in the first round of the playoffs by the Lions.
That's not gonna happen.
Or the Rams could make the playoffs. Could maybe just be 500. Not or they could be horseshit. 313.
We don't know.
Yeah, at least the Rams were competitive. You know, in the playoffs this year. Didn't lose by multiple scores like the
they're
Lions
like we should have beat the Eagles.
What round did they lose in? The round that we didn't have to play in.
It's a better game.
Okay. Hey. You know, I do think one thing is becoming clear to me about the Lions and Brad's plan. Like, I think we're actually going to be able to sign back most, if not all, of our guys in the next couple of years, like, because we haven't thrown away a ton of money into free agency.
Well, right. That's the reason.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you can keep Laporta and you keep Jack Campbell and you can keep Branch and Kirby and, like, all these guys, then you're talking about a continuity and growth that could be really just exciting to see come together over the next several years.
Especially if the cap just keeps going up 35, 40 million.
Yeah, that helps a little too.
That definitely helps. Absolutely. But, I mean, they take care of their guys. They're doing it in the right order. I mean, I'd be surprised if we lose more than one or two guys in the next, like two of our blue chippers in the next couple of years, even though they'll come up for contracts.
Definitely. It's just nice to be a competitive team every year, you know. We went through so many years where we were just at the beginning of the season, we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We knew we weren't. We knew we were going to be sucking in every year. But we just did, you know. But now, like, we're good. And we're going to be good. for a while. And this team is built for longevity here, so it's awesome.
It's drive. You know, I think that's what's driving the fan base crazy, UJ, is that we're so good now that like we just need like a little tweak to like get us over the hump. And like they're so used to being able to like build out like this, like, oh, we need to add this edge. And then, so like the only thing they can like hang their hat on is edge. We don't have an elite player there across from Hutch. And it's just like, so like they have nothing else to like gnaw on. So,
well, hey, as far as sports talk goes on radio or podcasts or whatever, it's always more fun to talk about a team that's losing and all the things you can do to make it better and all that stuff, because everyone's got all these great opinions. Well, your team's really good. I mean, now it's more nuanced, you know, like, there's less to talk about, kind of. I mean, but I don't know.
Oh, what if we get a running back? Oh, no, we got good guys there. What if we get good safety?
Did you guys see, this is off the subject, but that Dan Campbell was at the Pistons game the other day, and he got in the Jumbotron.
Goff at the game.
Oh, yeah? I didn't see that. No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, the Goff was there, too.
On Sunday?
I don't know if it was the same game, but.
James.
Did he chug a beer?
That's cool. He should have. That'd be awesome.
He should have. That would have been awesome.
I'll bet Campbell can chug a beer.
I know Stafford can.
Stafford can.
Could do it.
I'll never forget that Aaron Rodgers thing. That was classic.
You can't.
Classic.
Yeah. Neither can I.
I know Zach can't chug a beer. Zach and Aaron Rodgers have that in common. They both can't chug a beer.
He can sip it. Yeah. The best of them, UJ.
But maybe I can now.
Oh, he's been practicing. He's been practicing.
We don't
well,
know.
Now he's got two young kids. Know. So, yeah, that drives a lot of men to drinking. So,
yeah, he puts the kid down, does a quick shotgun.
Oh, let me shotgun one, change the diaper. Whoa, shotgun a beer.
With Rocky music in the background.
All right, gentlemen. As always, it's a good place.
On that
note, I think that's it right there.
Did you just on-note us?
He just did. He just did. Man.
On that note.
He just on-noted that notice.
So, well, this was fun.
He almost on-noted us in the sixth round.
The draft is over. And now we can start getting ready for the season.
Slowly we didn't even address the undrafted free agents.
Later.
We'll probably put our next the next episode will probably be reacting to the draft or the NFL,
again,
NFL schedule release, which happens on the 14th.
Yes.
No indication really of who the Lions are playing when yet. I mean, we know who they're playing, not when and where.
Right.
We got Za'Darius Smith's nephew as a free agent.
Yes,
that's right.
Agent, yeah. Yes.
Maybe that'll entice them to take a discount. Stay.
There was one schedule note. The Thanksgiving game is starting not at 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern. It's now starting at 12 noon and 1 o'clock.
I know. What's up with
that? Oh,
that
sucks.
That's
what the hell?
Bullshit.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
It's starting later?
It's starting 30 minutes later.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
So it's to help all of us turkey bowlers so they can get a game in the morning and not have to miss the line.
Maybe that's what
it is. It is always a rush. It is always a rush.
It's hard to
Except
do
our turkey bowls after the game, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's like near dark.
Yeah, it'll be really dark this time. Damn.
Yeah.
So, wow, yeah, that's big news coming out of that 30 minutes later.
That's huge.
Thanksgiving
game starts.
That's so interesting.
30 minutes extra to tailgate for the people attending the game, though.
Anything to ruin the Lions.
They're coming for us.
Started that. I don't know why they moved it. I didn't
look. Hey, by the way, the Lions are playing in the Hall of Fame game this year.
So they have an extra preseason game.
Yeah, extra preseason game.
An extra one?
Yeah, when you play the Hall of Fame game, you get an extra preseason game.
Well, that's not
we'll get to see Hennon Hooker tear it up.
Yeah, more Hennon Hooker and Kyle Allen for your Red Dog.
Yeah.
Kyle Allen?
And a sign.
Yeah, he's their quarterback.
The Egyptian.
Who's the Indian?
All right. So Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter /X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your draft grades for the 2025 NFL draft for your Detroit Lions. We'd love to see it. YouTube at DTBK_Lions, or just type in Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, subscribe, and follow us on there.
Because you know we're the best out there. We're the best podcast.
I mean, this should be up there, I think.
Yeah, tell us how great we're out.
Tell us how great we are.
You can see all the Tesla jokes. And our reactions to them.
We have more that we didn't bring up.
We got more. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever day we release our blooper reel, like post
That's behind a paywall. You'll have to pay $1,000
for our Patreon subscribers.
For fans, our fans only page.
Oh boy!
I'm shy. We only say our best stuff with you.
Oh boy! We're digressing rapidly here.
Yes, let's just wrap it up. Spotify, Apple, we're getting a podcast. Please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. That's totally free. You can do that.
Which means it doesn't cost you nothing.
Yeah. And of course, we want to thank our producer, Kid J.
Kid J. He's the best.
Damn best producer.
He's the best in the business. Who is also producing the draft, by the way. Let's mention that. He was out there producing the draft. So good for him, man. Awesome.
He was producing great content for you listeners out there.
Thanks to him, we had a draft.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Like I said, we'll probably be around reacting to the schedule release, and we'll go from there. So thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your April. We're on to May. We may be on to something big.
Whoa. You may be right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least,
you may be right.
Go.
Forward down the field. A charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.